shite that happens. What the shite that he talking about?
You're really bad at accents.
Oh, horrible.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking god awful, actually.
I don't think I can handle this. A cloudy day in the tropics. I think I'll talk to my analyst. I got so bad. Pseudo-journalist, all I slay be through in your plan. Doubt I slay, you don't need no Superman. Come on downtown and stay with me tonight. I got a pocket full of kryptonite. I got a pocket full of kryptonite. I got a pocket full of kryptonite.
Awesome podcast ever. Welcome to the Uninformed Heroes. This is Margo.
You're fucking retarded.
No, I said I'm Vargo. What's your name?
He's uninformed.
This is Loach.
Oh, man.
I think we should have taken a break.
We from don't know jack shit.
Loach wants to break up with us. No, well, originally we were supposed to get together. I wanted to get together and actually have a conversation about what we want to, like, where we want to go with podcasts and stuff, and what we want to do with it.
I think we should have seen other podcasts.
That's okay. Shikari, I'm coming to you. If you'll have me.
We know where you're from, though.
Yeah, we've heard your podcast.
Fandango saying you should go watch War for the Planet of Apes.
Go see War for the Planet of the Apes today.
It's even sending me a coupon for $5, huh?
I've heard mixed reviews about that one, too.
I am only going to see it because I have $7.50 off on a ticket. So
I never saw the first two. So.
And now they're doing reserve seating with full reclining chairs. Which, I got to tell you, this is a funny story. So I talked about with Anderson going to see the movie this morning. And I brought up the fact that they have D-Box at Cinemark, which I don't know if you know what this is.
Vaguely.
To me, it's chairs.
Yeah, so it's
isn't it like
it's,
what we had in Arizona?
No, it's like the fourth dimension chairs where like they the chairs move and vibrate and stuff. They
oh,
goes
so
the
it
TV,
gave you
so.
Motion sickness.
Yeah,
oh,
it's supposed to like it's supposed to be a pretty cool experience and stuff like that. But anyways, I told Aaron, I was like, holy shit! Like they now have D-Box there, but the chairs are ludicrously high. Like I mean, it costs $16 and some odd cents
for a
matinee.
For a matinee.
It is $19.30.
For a premiere.
It's $19.30 for a weekend.
Ouch.
Chair. So I was like, holy shit, like that's fucking expensive. So I started looking into it. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty cool. It'll be cool for things like Valerian,
Dark Tower.
Dunkirk.
It's only available for select movies.
That's weird.
I found out.
Yeah, a good chunk.
Well,
of
they probably have to do.
Too.
I bet they have to do that because they have to program the chair.
Yeah, and I have no doubt about that. But
which I did watch the video after doing some research on it.
Yeah,
and that's
so I'm having this conversation with Anderson, and Anderson mistakes this and thinks that it is something completely different.
Of course he does.
And
I was being hopeful for what I thought.
He brings
it.
I'm like, that's really expensive. And he goes, yeah, but it's not too bad if you have like everybody shows up and they bring their own snacks. And I'm thinking like generally for like a movie theater. I mean, like shit. You by yourself, you can spend $20 just in getting drinks and fucking popcorn and shit like that.
Say, you
can
spend easily $30 just on you.
I'm just saying, like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just on yourself. So Anderson brings that up. I was like, oh, that's not a bad point. But he turns around and then he said, like, then he said something about like, yeah, and the upside is you can pause it if somebody needs to leave. And I went, no.
You pause the movie?
No, I go, no, you can't. I'm like, if I can pause a movie, dude, I'm just going to stay home. And he goes, I completely misunderstood what we were talking about.
I called myself out. Well, when you said D-Box, in my head, it was like a digital box. Like, we could finally fucking start watching big movies at home?
Yeah, he thought it was like
VR or something?
No, he thought it was like almost like a Redbox situation where, like,
VOD.
You video on demand a movie that's in the theaters.
Yeah, but that normally takes, what, a couple of weeks outside of initial launch.
Well, see, I originally got excited thinking Cinemark already started their program. Right. Thinking they started doing some of the bigger movies. Like, that's fucking awesome.
The next movie I'm going to the theater for is Dunkirk on the IMAX.
But
that movie, I won't see it.
That movie looks fucking
awesome. I won't ever see it.
After he told me, like, really? I completely misunderstood, I did research on it. I was like, okay, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, so give me a minute here. Let me look it up.
Yeah.
See, I'm such a history nerd, though.
I already know the history of what happens too. And it's like, I'm like, I don't need to go see this.
Me and my dad.
To me, it'll just be like a giant waste of money.
It's like people who cry at the end of Titanic.
I can see why you won't. But that's like saying the same thing about Titanic. Everybody knows what the ending's going to be.
The ship goes down.
But keep in mind, this is the same reason why I didn't go see 42 in the theaters. I didn't go see 42 because I already knew the history of Jackie Robinson.
Well, so do I. That movie was incredible.
It was great. I didn't need to see it in theaters. Mm. I got the same experience sitting at my house.
Dunkirk, yeah. No, I with a movie like that, yeah, I can agree. But Dunkirk.
I feel the same way about Dunkirk. I could watch that one time my entire lifetime and never watch it again.
I like history too much, so too, all of a sudden.
See, my problem is I can't go back and watch Braveheart after learning all about Robert the Bruce, and I'm like, I can't go back.
Oh, the actual history behind
it? Do you understand? Yeah. I can never watch that movie. I don't Braveheart? Know why. Yeah. I just can't get into it. Okay. I know it's historically
inaccurate.
It's Mel Brooks going, all right, I'm going to take this one hero and turn him into everybody that's there.
And make it not funny.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make Robert the Bruce the bad guy, when really in history, he was one of the good guys.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't get the Braveheart.
Yeah.
I think I get like not even halfway through. I think I get a quarter way through and I'm like, yeah, this sucks.
I get that. Like, there are some movies I literally can't watch them because they're just so, like, I'm just like, I really don't care.
Like, there's another one that's coming out. I wish I could remember the name of it. But Gary Oldman plays Winston Churchill. Or Darkest Hour. Is the name of the movie.
That's and okay.
Gary Oldman. I don't feel like I need to watch this already. Yeah. Looks phenomenal. Like, I will go see that.
Absolutely. I feel like I don't need to watch this.
Like, the movie J. Edgar Hoover, I have it.
Oh, by Eastwood.
Yeah, I have it.
I gotta watch that.
It's by Eastwood, and it's got Leonardo DiCaprio.
As Edgar.
Great performance. I've literally only watched that movie in chunks because I can't watch the whole thing through.
Really?
Yeah, it's just, I lose interest in it.
Huh.
It's because your brain knows too much.
It's not just that. It's just like I just kind of like I can just walk away. Like I can go do something else.
That movie's pretty good and being spot on. I mean, I know I haven't seen it yet, and I got
And that's the other thing is, like, very very rarely anymore does Hollywood do actual movies that are based on true events or
based on true story. Based on true events.
And it's like, yeah, they take things so far out of context or like out of like what actually happened.
I can't see,
like, this isn't even close to the truth.
Yeah, but see, I can't see that with Dunkirk with Christopher Nolan because he's.
I could. There are plenty of people who like who don't know anything about World War II.
Oh sure.
But, I mean, shit, dude. That like, I'm almost positive that there are probably plenty of college students that have no idea what the fuck Dunkirk is.
I heard.
Well, there's plenty of college students that know what the Civil War was. I watched that video.
My parents must be crazy.
My parents watched Hacksaw Ridge.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Yeah, that was pretty damn historical.
That was more gory than I was expecting, too. That was
pretty spot on. Yeah. And that was done by Mel Gibson. Which I didn't know about until after. I'm like, alright.
Was he on drugs or was he off drugs? That's the question.
I don't know. When he makes a movie on drugs, they're more accurate and better.
No, usually when he makes movies on drugs, he's pretty fucking, like, crazy.
I was being sarcastic.
Like, that's when...
I was
thinking
Machete.
That's when Jewish-hating Mel Gibson comes out.
I thought that was, like, Machete 2 or 3 going on right now.
I just don't see it, but yeah, so they have that D-Box thing now, but they also have, like, reserved seating, and the regular seating for the mat.
Well,
the matinees are $7 now, which is like pretty
$4.
Which is like It's, I mean, compared to the last time I went to a matinee, it's only like a dollar, or not even a dollar, it's like 40 cents more. Compared to the last time.
To me, that's reasonable.
Yeah, but, I mean, I remember back when we were in high school, we used to go to a matinee.
I know,
it was like $3-4.
Economy is going to keep people.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's one of those things, like, it makes you sit there and you watch it, and you're like, is it really
worth
necessary to put in these kind of seats and make me pay this much money for it?
This is only at the Cinemark, right? The one on Powers?
No, it started off at Tinseltown.
Well, they have them at Tinseltown,
Well, yeah,
too,
but yeah. I don't go to Tinseltown.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I'm going to go see War for the Planet of the Apes, because they have that $7.50, or $7.50 for it.
So you're really going to understand it maybe 50 cents for it?
First one's not very great, like the one with
James Franco.
It's okay. I mean, you have to get past the science.
Well, you have to watch it, because it sets up the other two. But
you don't have to, actually. You don't have to watch that
they
one
do a
all.
Pretty good recap in the next one.
Really?
In fact, you can just go straight to 2 and be fine. I mean, the only thing you need to know is that the thing that they explain at the very beginning of the second film.
Do you own them?
I have them digitally.
Not digital.
Yeah, but sorry. You can jump straight to the second one, because it does a really good recap of the first movie.
Well, Andy Serkis is...
He's in all of them.
He's
the main character.
Yeah, he plays Caesar.
He's the main character.
I'll say it just for that.
Yeah, I mean, that, the, you know, when you watch it, you have to be able to ignore the fact that there aren't enough apes to provide that many apes in the mountains in California. Not only that, but, you know, in order for a chimpanzee to be able to talk, that would mean a massive jump in evolution for their vocal cords.
You have to turn that part of your brain off, because, like, mine started kicking on, like, really bad during the Golden Gate Bridge fight.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's way too many goddamn apes. There's no... That's physically impossible.
That's
my brain turned on when he yelled no.
And I can...
He went, no! I was like, apes can't do that.
My brain
like, literally, it's impossible. Like, you'd have to have a genetic, like, huge genetic leap in order for that
for
to
me,
happen.
It's the orangutan... For the communication...
This is why I don't go to movies very much. If I was in that movie and I was actually enjoying it, I'd be like, this is impossible. I'd be like...
And I usually have to have a beer to turn my brain off before going in. Like,
I was able to look past it afterwards, but it was like, that was the point where I was just like, that's literally not possible.
If there's movies like that are historically based on or anything, I can't go to a movie. Because the moment his brain turns on... It's over. And it doesn't just ruin it for him, it ruins it for, like, the facility.
Everyone around
him. Yeah, it's like a three-person radius. It's
like, oh, dude, when I was sitting there in their Transformers, like, I told you about the last movie, like, Transformers. Listeners, here's a spoiler. So, spoiler alert. If you don't want to know about it, so like when they said that Earth was fucking
Unicron.
Yeah. I he goes, Earth. What we call Unicron. And I literally went, the fuck? Like, out loud. Everyone in the theater looked at me. One guy in front just started laughing.
I would have done that too, though.
Like, oh, it was bad.
I forgot what movie we and him went and saw a long, long time ago. And he just totally ruined it for me.
I don't know. There have been a few movies.
That was like the moment.
Just like, fuck this.
He even apologized. He's like, I'm sorry, my brain turned on. I was like, yeah, thanks. I don't remember.
I cannot allow this to continue.
I don't even remember what it was, but I was like, yeah, that's. If I go to like a Marvel movie or anything, I can do. Because, like, you know, it's going to have discrepancies between the comics and everything like that.
I already got that.
And it's the MCU, so they can do whatever the fuck they want right now, and it's still good. So I'll go to movies like that with him. It's when it starts becoming, like, historical movies or anything, I'm like, nah, man, you're good.
Tell
me how it goes.
I'm really bad about that, it's, like, just, like, there are times where, like, there are moments where, like, if my brain turns on, I mean, it's fucking bad. So, like, that's usually the mark of a bad movie. Like, that movie Eagle Eye. That came out with, like, Shia LaBeouf.
I remember sitting in that movie. Well, the only reason we went there was because they kept saying that the Transformer trailer was going to drop with it. And I think it was first one.
I just remember, like, sitting in that movie, and they, like, everything that was going on with the fucking... Like, when they were sitting in the field and the fucking electrical cables are going off, I'm like, this is fucking horseshit.
Yeah. I didn't care for the movie.
Like, this is completely fucking impossible. Like, literally impossible.
That's why I don't want to watch that new movie with Tom Hanks and...
Oh, The Circle?
Yeah, the circle.
I actually wanted to see that.
Which one?
My brain tells me that it's going to turn on immediately after I start watching that movie.
That's the thing I worry about. I don't want to see that in theaters. I'll gladly pay $3 to see it.
What's her face? The actress who plays Hermione.
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson, Tom Hanks, and the dude from Star Wars.
John Boyega, yeah. Wow! Johnny in the spot with fucking names today! Woo!
But it has the three.
That never happens.
Like, the first one, I'm like, okay, that's... But you're like that one dude from Star Wars. Oh, you mean all of them?
Hey, man, at least it didn't go that guy. Really famous.
Was
in Castaway. Played in Big.
I wouldn't even have gotten that. But that one famous guy in Hollywood. There's like 30, dude. Like...
No, I just know which movie he's talking about, so I know which actor he's
talking about. I don't remember.
But I want to avoid that movie because my brain's already telling me it's going
to
click.
Yeah, they're able to watch everything you're doing through your cameras, because literally that's the same problem that I had with Eagle Eye. You would have to have a supercomputer that is not just a supercomputer, but a quantum computer.
Yeah, a quantum computer that doesn't exist.
Like... With AI programming, the equivalent of Skynet.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's fucking Skynet.
The only movies I really judge are historically based movies.
Now, if I watch
The
Circle...
Every fucking movie I go to...
If I watch The Circle and Tom Hanks turns into T-1000, I'll watch it. I'll buy off on anything at that point.
John Boyega is actually John Connor.
Yeah, I'm just like, all right, well, let's do this.
I don't think there's anything more mind-boggling, nerve-wracking with him. Is when we go to a movie that has absolutely, like... I go into them for fun. Like, that's just how I...
So do I.
No,
that's
what I go
for movies.
But when his... Like, there's some movies, like, I'm not in there for any kind of, like...
Why I tell you, like, that is the mark of a bad movie. Even if I go
for
see
you,
a movie...
Though.
No, for any movie, that is a bad mark for a movie. Because I go to a movie, I don't want my brain to be on. I want to not think... I want to not question anything, and I want to continue going. If my brain turns on...
That's why I'm saying for you.
It's just, what the fuck? Like, why couldn't you just let me live in... Like, the whole point of, like, the whole point of me going to see movies, I want to live in ignorance. Ignorance is bliss. Yes,
but no,
it is.
That's what I just said.
Fargo's worst enemy is himself.
He is.
Yes.
No, it is.
Yeah, it is, actually.
That's the, you know, like, I left Pacific Rim. Why? Because my brain didn't turn on. So
oh, yeah.
I was happy. I was
Pacific
happy.
Pacific Rim, I didn't question one goddamn thing.
Well, it's fucking...
Giant fucking robots and giant monsters.
If you would have actually questioned it, I would have looked at it and be like, you gotta go. You gotta stop.
Yeah, I don't think about physics. I don't think about anything. I
he's
sit there
gonna
and
watch
like,
it next time. He goes,
all right.
He's gonna watch it next time. The physics of this movie sucks.
That's why
when people, like, people get pissed off at the fact, like, when the arm goes through the fucking building and, like, hits the little, pendulum going back and forth, and I'm like, that's cool. That's the only thing that goes on in my brain. That's it. I'm like, that was cool.
Because you know, you're
do it again.
Your brain already shut off because you knew what you were walking into.
The entire time, my brain's going pew pew, smash smash smash, bullet bullet gun.
That's how I felt with a new Kong movie, because I knew I was going to watch a movie about a giant fighting like a giant monster. I was like, I could watch this.
Yeah,
I was
a good movie. It was fun. Yeah, I mean, like, literally the only time my brain turns on in Godzilla was the fact to remind me that you've only seen 15 minutes of Godzilla.
Yeah.
Like, that was literally the only thing in my brain. My brain was like, look, you came to see a movie about a giant monster, and you've seen 15 minutes of him.
Yeah,
that's it.
And see, I knew better, because when it said directed by Gareth Edwards, I was like, I watched that last monster movie he made.
What did he make?
Fucking bullshit.
What did he make?
It's a movie actually called Monsters. And literally, you do not...
Oh, with the two fucking people in the fucking, in fucking South America that can't get back across the border?
And how long did
that
you
movie see... sucked!
And you know how long did you see those monsters?
Like, maybe 10 minutes?
And then he did Godzilla.
Yeah, fucking asshole. Yeah.
So
you.
Anytime I see his name, though, and I'm like, he's directing a monster movie, I'm like, I'm fucking out. Fuck you, you don't know how to make a monster
movie.
I'm
gonna go see Geostorm in the theater, because I like the monster movies. I won't go with him. There's
you know,
not
I'll,
a chance in hell I'll go with
I'll
him.
Go watch
I'll
it.
Watch it.
I'll watch
no,
it.
I know you'll watch it.
Because my brain already knows to turn off.
Oh, no, I'll watch it. You're talking about a movie that's about that's basically Twister 3. Like,
that other terrible movie that was like the giant tornadoes were touching down again. It was like outside of the school.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Oh no, I watched that one. I can turn my brain off for that one. That movie's completely retarded. Day After Tomorrow is dumb as fucking shit. But I like
just like San Andreas. Like, no, I could watch that and be entertained.
Oh yeah, San Andreas, fucking stupid. Fucking love that.
Love that movie. And my girls are.
Like seriously, have you ever seen a San Andreas with the Rock?
I know what it is.
The entire time you're going, how does the same shit happen to the same guy this many times in one fucking day? Some people just have bad luck. Yeah, there are some movies I can completely just enjoy, like Geostorm. That movie looks completely stupid. I'll watch the shit out of that.
I see. I'm really scared to go to the theater and watch it.
I'll watch that. I won't sit there and be like, "That's impossible." Like, if you showed hail the size of a car. I was like, "This is so stupid." I will watch the crap out of this movie.
A terrorist controls a fucking weather space station in space.
Yeah.
One. Let's go. He's a Bond villain. Let's do this.
40 years down the road, this shit actually happens. And Fargo's gonna be like, dude, that's totally inaccurate. That wasn't in the movie.
I'm pretty sure hail cannot be the size of a car. Just saying. But I'm down with it.
So Fargo's saying, you're
saying, let's see this movie.
So you're saying if the trailer shows stupidity, you're okay.
It, like, I'm forewarned at that point. I'm like, alright, this movie's gonna be dumb as fucking shit. I was forewarned the moment they said it was from the producer and director of Independence Day. I was like, alright, let's do this. He did Independence Day, he did fucking
San Andreas,
he also did
Day After Tomorrow.
I'm like, yeah, this is gonna be dumb as fucking shit. I'm gonna watch this. Yeah.
He does all the disaster movies.
Yeah. 2012's fucking stupid as fucking rocks.
I fucking love that movie.
It's great.
Woody Harrelson was amazing. I know we could drive a limo through this.
Like that's why I can enjoy movies. Like the movie Wraith.
The actual 2012 thing, we were at my house and we were watching the countdown on the Xbox and nothing happened. I was pissed. Like I was legitimately upset.
And nothing took place. Yeah.
I was sitting there.
Figure the Mayan calendar just means it restarts.
I walked outside and I looked up and I was like, this is bullshit. Like, I was pissed. I was legitimately pissed.
I just remember laughing at, like, the amount of people who were fucking buying supplies and shit like that.
That was
like,
shit was fun.
It's gonna be the end of the world. I'm like, no, it's not. Like,
literally
the Mayan calendar resets.
Buying supplies is gonna help your ass.
Yeah.
Like, these are the same people who did it 12 years prior.
But, I mean, these are, like, keep in mind, the same people who believed in that shit were the same dumbasses that can't acknowledge the fact that Stonehenge is literally just a calendar. Yeah, people have known that for over 100 years now, and they still act like it's a goddamn mystery. Like, nobody could have built this. Yes, man who built the pyramids could never have put stones on top of one another.
It's aliens. Fuck it all.
It's like, what the fuck? My dad was watching a thing on Stonehenge, like, I think about 2 months ago or something like that. I was like, Dad, it's just a calendar. He's like, oh, this is really interesting. At the end of it, it's just like, yeah, it's just a calendar. My dad's like, yeah, it's just a calendar. I was like, no fucking shit. It's a fucking clock. Thanks.
I saved you fucking time.
So glad you listened to me.
Well, that's like when I was in high school and the whole Titanic thing. You think they'll make a sequel?
I remember that. When people were like, do you think they'll make a sequel? I'm like, really? Of the Titanic?
Are you fucking retarded?
Yeah, it's going to be told from the perspective of stewage.
No, it's going to be told from the stewage.
They're just going to be like, yep.
Nah, the perspective of the iceberg.
That's gonna be the actual
waiting,
time.
I'm waiting.
It's a love story between the iceberg and the Titanic.
You don't know this, and but most Titanic of my weight is underneath the water.
And the Titanic couldn't quit the iceberg, so it just broke in half.
I can't quit you. Yeah. So. This is what it's like with the geek out here is when we have nothing real to talk about.
Denver Comic Con posted a thing about who they should invite.
Yeah.
For next year.
Sweet.
Yeah, I already told them. First thing out of my mouth was a Supernatural panel and a reunion for Chuck.
That's badass.
And
that's
it got
badass.
Liked a lot. Everybody was like, that's a good idea. I'm like, yeah, you think?
Listeners, basically, like, if you haven't figured this out, this is the episode where we have really nothing to talk about other than what's going on in our lives, because this is summer. and we just talk about random crap. We're all working on our backlog. So one of the backlogs that I'm working on is the Dragon Age series. Lo and behold, the Dragon Age series turns out I didn't have to play the first fucking game over again. So I've been playing Dragon Age 2 now. They're trying to get caught up on that. It's fun. It's good. I should have played it years ago and just finished it so I could get back onto Inquisition and just finish that shit. I don't really care for how they're doing, like how they do the story. You can definitely tell it's where BioWare was bought out by EA, and EA started getting way too much say in their games. But I do like the combat system a lot more. It's more interactive, which is good. But aside from that, I finally, you know, Anderson, you've been going. You went through Uncharted, finally.
By the way, I just now started Uncharted.
You give me shit so much sometimes.
I was always an Xbox guy. Dude,
here's the difference, though. I've only known him for how long, and it took me how long to get him to Uncharted? Less than a year. I've known you for how long, and you didn't even play through Heavenly Sword, so you can just say nothing.
Fuck you.
I bought you that fucking game. You can say nothing about that.
Well, I've been actually transitioning becoming to a PlayStation guy because PlayStation's library is fucking whooping the shit out of Xboxes.
Well, yeah.
Playing Uncharted, I'm kind of pissed off that nobody let me play this game beforehand.
It's not that nobody didn't, like,
we didn't hold it
away from you. You just didn't have the system for it.
Like, I feel like somebody should have made me play this.
That's like him getting mad at me. Why did you play Uncharted? I don't have a PS3. You know what he did for my birthday?
I bought him a PS3. And it wasn't just Uncharted. Like, I was like, you haven't played Uncharted, you haven't played Killzone. Like, there's a bunch of other games.
Well, the
like,
biggest thing was
Resistance,
because
I was
pissed off that there was no good baseball game for
yeah, and
Xbox.
I was like, dude, and I kept telling him MLB The Show is fucking kick-ass. And he's like,
I don't have
a PlayStation, so I was like, fuck it.
See, you guys give me so much crap for MLB The Show. It's actually his fault.
Yeah.
He's like, you gotta play this. And then it's like cocaine. Here, it's just a mirror and some powder. It's alright.
That's how I feel if Uncharted now, because like, I don't want to touch 2 yet until tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because I've got a feeling that once I pick it up, I'm not going to put it down. Because playing the first Uncharted, I was like, holy fuck, it's an Indiana Jones game.
It's better to not rush through it, though. You enjoy it a little bit more. I feel like that was my biggest problem with 2, was I was the same way after I finished 1, I jumped right into 2. And I remember more from 1 than 2, because I feel like I kind of like speed ran it, I guess is the best way to put it.
I don't know.
Was just going through the story, and it's better to take your time with them.
That's why I haven't touched 2 yet, because I was like, I know once I start it, I'm not going to put it down.
That's what I did with Uncharted 4. Played like 4 or 5 chapters, and then took a couple days off, played 4 chapters. Fuck you, a month. It wasn't a month.
I know what's been.
That was 3. 3 was like... months.
Yeah, months.
But that's because MLB the Show.
To the point where like you
but
literally went
fucking...
back and you're like, I don't remember any of this.
I don't remember any of this shit.
For playing a remastered version of the game, I was pretty still blown away by the graphics of what I had.
Yeah.
For that game.
Yeah, but those games look great when they
And then on top of that, like just the how the gameplay was, like it was a traditional platform adventure game with third person shooting, and then all of a sudden, like near the end of the game, holy fuck.
It's Indiana Jones.
It became a zombie game.
Hip shoot, run the fuck out of everything. I love the first game. The second game is probably probably still my favorite in the series.
Really?
Next to 4, yeah. I loved 2. 2 had some really, like, just had some really great moments from it. So. Yeah. I mean, fuck, dude, the fucking train, I was like in the fucking boat.
Oh, the
like,
beginning?
Yeah, the fucking train and the boat that literally they created an entire level on top of a moving ocean. It's like, that fucking blew my mind.
Yeah.
Like, 6-year-old me was going, the fuck?
Yeah, the first part of 2, climbing in the train in the middle of a blizzard.
Yeah, the whole thing was just badass.
Three was good, though, jumping out of the... The part where
3 had some great like 3 had some great events too.
And you're like just about to fly out.
3 is 3 is like so much Indiana Jones and Last Crusade. It's
stupid. Oh yeah, it's awesome. And then there's 4.
And
is great.
4 is just fucking like the whole collection is just a masterpiece. So that's why I want them I still want them to come out with the Golden Abyss on the PS4.
And that's why I'm a little hesitant.
Like it's not the best in the series. It's actually the weakest in the series, but it's still good. It's still a good game. It actually takes place before 1.
That's why I'm a little hesitant on getting.
As it when
the new one,
Dragon Maid Sully. Is that what the game's about? Dragon Maid Sully.
No, it's
that wasn't in Golden Abyss.
It's just a it just takes place like it kind of shows you like the kind of person that Drake used to be before meeting Elena and like all the events of like
yeah,
the
other Uncharted.
Like he wasn't a bad guy, but he was he was kind of like more of a Han Solo kind of character.
Yeah. Three, you'll see everything kind of develop.
Yeah, three actually goes back and or actually shows you like when he met Sully and all that stuff.
Yeah. Some backstory. Cool.
Yeah.
Actually quite a bit.
Quite a lot. So
that's why I'm a little hesitant with
it. You know what I really like about the game is
the new Uncharted coming out.
Why?
I don't think you're gonna get that kind of
experience,
character dynamic that
it's a different character.
I know, but I that's what made it more enjoyable for me was the character dynamic of Nathan Drake and Sully.
I love Claire.
And then honestly, what really nailed it for 4 with me was the brother aspect.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it was literally me and my brother. So it was, that's what I see more in the games. For me, right, that's why when they announced the new
it's
one,
from the same makers like, of the game, so I'm like,
no,
yeah,
I'm not gonna say it's bad. I'm not saying it's gonna be bad. I just don't think I'll.
You'll enjoy it as much.
Yeah,
I get it.
Do they keep the brutal combat system?
Probably.
For
what?
The Uncharted series in general. So
yeah.
Like,
oh yeah, if not, it gets better.
Yeah, it gets actually. Better.
I love fucking doing that shit. Shooting people in kneecaps and fucking them up.
They were playing Diablo 3 again.
Yeah. I mean, which Anderson and I have actually played through Diablo 3. You've never finished it.
No.
Yeah, they have the new Necromancer class. The Necromancer class is fucking kick ass.
Overpowered.
It's overpowered as fuck. But guess who was the one person who refuses to get a new character just like with Destiny? Loach. Why?
I don't like change.
Yeah, he's the two symbols of the Republican Party, an elephant, and a fat guy afraid of change. You can't see the elephant, but it's here.
Found it, no point. And I was higher ranked too. I wasn't gonna start over again.
Hey,
my barbarian's bad as
fuck. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I just want to say he's at level 40, and
he also plays by himself. I don't play.
No, he hit level 40 almost. He almost hit level 40 in a day.
An hour. No, it's not even a day.
We were all over here.
You hit level 20 an hour.
Oh, yeah. 20 levels an hour. That's a good enough base to get started.
Yeah. I'm going to start over. The same shit he did with fucking Destiny. Oh, we'll start over.
I don't
want character.
I had it invested in
I don't like change. You can't make me change.
Don't make me do different toppings on my pizza.
Hey, fuck you. That's different. That I'm all up for, except for fruit. I don't put fruit on pizza.
But you like tomatoes.
I have a knife. Don't make fun of my heritage.
Yeah, so
out of my misery.
We've been playing Diablo. That's been fun. The new Necromancer is fucking overpowered as fuck.
Playing Diablo.
And it actually does add stuff in there for the Necromancer class.
Mm-hmm.
Like you actually have like little submissions.
Oh really?
Yeah. I don't know if they occur for everybody else. So.
I don't know. You and me played for, what, 4 or 5 hours?
But you jumped in after I had already done one.
Well, that's because my fucking internet decided to take a shit on me.
Yeah, when it disappeared on us, we're like, where the fuck did you go?
Yeah, we're like, what the fuck happened?
Dude, that was really weird. Like, no warning. It was just like,
same thing.
Bye!
Same thing's been happening with my dad.
Yeah, it's really recently. Weird.
What do you guys have for internet?
CenturyLink.
Yeah, that's what he has.
Mm-hmm. That's every time when we have a major, like,
storm?
Major thunderstorm?
Yeah.
It's just like, it goes to shit in a heartbeat.
It's the antennas. One thing I wanted to bring up is we did say last podcast that we about something about the Destiny beta coming out. It is a closed beta to begin with for pre-orders. So, and then it rolls over into open beta. And PlayStation gets it early, and then Xbox has access to it.
I want to say 2 days early.
I think it's just one,
but if
we
get it 2 days
could be
early,
wrong. Finally got to see Fate of the Furious. That movie did not need to be made, but it was stupidly good. When I say stupidly good, that means that movie was really really dumb. But it was still fun. It was really fun.
Unnecessary.
It made me. It reaffirmed
Triple
that
X. The new Triple X was unnecessary.
So dumb.
But that movie was great. Fate of the Furious.
And that movie was so great dumb. Simply just because of Donnie Yen. And yeah, Ruby Rose.
Fate of the Furious, it just reaffirms that I want to meet The Rock. I want to meet Dwayne Johnson. He just seems like a fun guy. That's about all I have to talk about. I mean, I don't really have anything else to bring up. I mean, what else are we going to talk about?
Nothing. Let's close it out.
Awesome material for next week. We will all have material for next week, so.
Well, come back next week. We'll have a better podcast. Yep. We don't promise. There are promises, no guarantees.
We'll be the kind of informed heroes.
Listeners, thank you for listening to us. We're sorry.
We're sorry.
So, thank you for listening to us. We really do appreciate it. Please go on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on podbean.com if you don't like iTunes. If you do like iTunes, subscribe to us on iTunes. Please tell your friends about us if you actually liked us. If you didn't like us, please tell your friends about us and tell us how terrible we were. They got to listen to how bad this podcast
all
was.
All publicity is good publicity.
All news is good news.
Steve's just going to be pissed when he's driving to work and there's not enough podcasts to get him to work.
So, that's actually kind of funny. This
should,
is Vargo.
You should totally cut it into like...
Anderson.
This is Lois. Keep on geeking on.
And we're out.
Dude, seriously, you should cut it into like three pieces and just slowly release it to him. Just to fuck with him.
Slowest release podcast ever. Why is it only 15 minutes a piece?
I can't even get out of the driveway. This sucks.
Done me and you bet I felt it. I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks, and now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest, and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. I won't hesitate no more. No more, it cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. Look into your heart and you'll find love, love, love. Listen to the music of the moment, maybe sing with me. A la peaceful melody. It's your God-forsaken right to be loved, 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 loved. So I won't hesitate no more. No more, it cannot wait. I'm sure there's no need to complicate. Our time is short, this is our fate. I'm yours. Spending way too long checking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer. My breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and laughed. I guess what I'm saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanity and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue. I won't hesitate no more, no more, it cannot wait. I'm sure there's no need to
open up your mind and see like me.
Open up your time plan today. Is your short. Look it into your heart and you'll find I'm yours. No, listen to the music of the moment. Come and dance with me. No more, no more. It's your God for singing right to be loved. I'm sure. No need to open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and dance with me. Well, look into your heart and you'll find love. I'm yours. No, please listen to the music of the moment. Come and dance with me. All I have is family. It's our God for singing right to be loved. I'm yours. No, please listen to the music of the moment. Come and dance with me. All I have peaceful melodies.
Is that because you can't do an accent in real life? Or?
No, I'm terrible at accents.
You're supposed to be Mexican. It'd be great.